Before David responds, let me. I've tried to group some of the questions into clusters, and then we'll get some audience involvement as well. And it seems to me, first of all, some of the questions kind of speak to slippery slope issues, and some of the questions really raise a variety of questions about how differences in cultures and differences in institutions play out. And so we know from David Cole's wonderful description that things are different in the UK. And so I think some of the questions speak to the extent to which those differences matter to us in the U.S., because there's lots of things that they do differently in the U.S. They eat little funny in the U.K., right? They eat little funny scones or whatever they're called. And so we could simply say, well, we should eat scones in the U.S. But I see some of the questions saying, you know, maybe there's just differences, and it doesn't necessarily transplant. So let me just also throw out some of these wonderful questions. So some of the questions also, before we get to the sort of institutional and cultural differences, some of the questions I think speak to really slippery slope type issues. And so there's a question not only for David Cole, but David Chris. And so in a way, we have to do what they do on The Apprentice, where we say David K and David C. And so this is for David K and David C as well. So, but you're not fired, don't worry. Technological advances can expand both breadth and depth of surveillance. So if it seems that lawmaking and public opinion resist expansion of breadth more, it seems that the problem is with breadth. But it's kind of a slippery slope question that says if shallow broad surveillance is legally permitted, will technological advances slowly deepen surveillance? And so you'll wind up, in other words, getting the depth anyway. Another question that seems to me getting to the slippery slope is, and this is something David Cole has suggested, is that essentially, although we don't know necessarily about what has gone on in the UK, we do know that the administration in the US has not followed, for example, the Pfizer regulations about warrantless wiretapping, with the James Risen book and the recent Eric Lichtbau book indicating that. So will we have a slippery slope? Has the administration's behavior lowered the tolerance for action in the shadows, semi-legal actions? So are we worried about the slippery slope? And whereas I think David Cole's paper mostly says, but you know, we do at least know that the legal protections in the privacy sub-area are stronger. Okay, some more excellent questions. Would the U.S. respond actually differently from the attack within, right? And this is kind of the question that gets to this other group where I talk about, where I've suggested some of the questions are, but, you know, there's really different cultural differences, different institutional